I would like to welcome you all to Hunger Free. This is the St. Petersburg Free Clinic's 40th annual Hunger Awareness event, and we're so pleased to have you here with us. My name is Beth Vivio. I am incredibly proud to be a member of the board of directors for the Free Clinic, and especially happy to be here with you today. This has always been one of my favorite events, and so I'm thrilled that I can continue to be a part of it. We are here today because more than 144,000 people in Pinellas County are considered food insecure. That's about 16% of the county population. That equates to 1 in 6 adults and 1 in 4 children. While these facts and numbers may surprise you, the fact is it's just a reality for too many people in our community that they have to live daily with hunger. So today, we join together to fight against hunger right here in St. Pete. Today's event would not be possible without the support of our community sponsors. We want to give a special shout out and thank you to this year's presenting sponsor, 400 Beach Seafood and Tap House. If the West Falls would just stand for a moment or wave. Thank you so much for your ongoing generosity. We really, we couldn't do this without your support. You can also view all of today's sponsors on the back of your program. We have a couple of other acknowledgments and thank yous. Our volunteers from Canterbury School of Florida, we want to thank those students for all of their help this morning. Our photographer, Brandy Morris of Brandy Image Photography, she has donated her time today, so thank you, Brandy. And just a few housekeeping details. There is lunch on your table in front of you, and you are welcome to start eating anytime during the program. Today, we eat simply so that others may simply eat. So you'll notice it is a light lunch, but we hope that you enjoy that. Everyone has a placemat and profile card in front of them. We want to make sure that you hang on to those. We are going to be doing an activity later, so you're going to need those for our hunger workshop. One seat at each table should have a manila envelope on it with a label entitled Table Captain Instructions. If you have that on your seat or in front of you, if you would take a moment to read those instructions and identify yourself as the table captain. We also want to thank all of you for bringing non-perishable food items today. We had many of you participated in our Feed the Need Challenge, and we will be announcing the winner of that shortly. So at this time, we are going to receive an invocation. I invite Reverend Bobby Masengwa from Maximo Presbyterian Church to give our invocation.
Good morning. Let us pray. Holy God, thank you for gathering us together in this place today. We gather together to support one another and especially support and celebrate the mission of St. Petersburg Free Clinic. On this 40th annual Hunger Awareness event, we thank you for your divine presence on our journey together. O Lord, you have called our brothers and sisters who serve in the St. Petersburg Free Clinic. You have equipped them with the necessary skills to do the tough job of serving our hungry neighbors. You know that the St. Petersburg Free Clinic has been providing our community neighbors assistance with food, shelter, and health care for many years now. Oh God, you also know that they have rallied our community to become sponsoring partners in this mission. Together, one in mission, We have been caring for the underserved facing temporary emergency needs throughout Pinellas County since 1970. Bless these your humble servants, O God. Grant them continued courage and wisdom, together with strength for the journey ahead. Help us one another enough to hear, see, and take action when our brothers and sisters are in need. Without you, O God, we run the risk of being jaded and overwhelmed by the needs in our community. You do not allow us any easy way out. Help us to stay engaged and attentive to the needs in our community, so that together we will build a beloved community where all of God's people will enjoy the benefits of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We pray all this in your holy name. Amen.
Good afternoon. My name is Mike Weiss, and I serve as the CEO for the St. Petersburg Free Clinic. For those of you who are unfamiliar with our organization, we provide food, shelter, and health care to our neighbors in need. Every year, over 100,000 individuals receive services through our programs. It is my pleasure to stand in front of you today, the many of you who are committed to making St. Petersburg hunger-free. I would like to remind you that you are welcome to eat during the program, and please remember that at any time during the program, you can text HOPE at #74121. That's #74121 to donate. You'll all see this, also see this on the screens. It's now my pleasure to recognize board members for the St. Petersburg Free Clinic. So the board members present, would you kindly stand so that we could celebrate your service? Thank you. At this time, I'd like to recognize Judy Holland, who is the chair of this hunger-free event. Judy, would you kindly stand? And last but certainly not least, all of the St. Petersburg Free Clinic employees who are here today, please stand to be recognized. Thank you. In 2020, we will be celebrating 50 years of service to the St. Petersburg community. It's humbling for me to stand in front of so many of our supporters, knowing that you made our work possible for this period. I have to say that we would not be here today without the wonderful leadership of so many individuals, and in our crowd, there are three former CEOs. So I would like you to join me in recognizing Beth Houghton, Jane Egbert, and Marcy Bittleman for their service to this organization. Thank you. We are here today because thousands of individuals right here in our own community are struggling to put food on their table for their families. It affects those working full-time jobs, and it affects those living off of their retirement. Today, you'll be hearing stories from our struggling neighbors, from Sean, a full-time college student at St. Petersburg College, and Helen, a grandmother supporting her three grandchildren, two individuals who rely on the free clinic for support. And we know that it's impossible for anyone to thrive on an empty stomach. Today, you will have the power to help the most vulnerable in our community, to feed the 1 in 4 children and the 1 in 7 adults in our community who suffer from food insecurity and don't know where their next meal is coming from. Your support today makes it possible to feed these individuals. Since transforming our pantry into a client choice model, are the people that come to us now have the opportunity to buy food according to their family needs, their culture, and their dietary preferences, very much like a grocery store. And we are serving record numbers each month, nearly doubling the number of people served in our served in comparison to the prior year. And listen to this, just this past month, we served the largest number of households to date, 3,314 households received food in the pantry. But what is even more extraordinary is that that number included 499 new households, people who have never visited us before. So it's obvious that the news about the pantry is spreading. The new client choice model provides a type of dignity and respect to clients that we believe is unmatched and makes healthier foods like fruits and vegetables more readily accessible. Additionally, this past year, we opened on Thursday nights to accommodate those working full times and unable to visit the pantries during the day. We're serving an average of 60 households every Thursday night. And while the numbers are striking, the fact that they're increasing every month shows how great the need is right here in our town for help. In addition to our pantry, we have the Jared Hetchkoff Community Food Bank, which recovers and distributes food to over 60 food pantries, including our own. And this year, I am excited to announce that we are on track to distribute over 11 million pounds of food out into the community. To put that into perspective, last year we distributed a little less than 8 million, and the previous year a little less than 5 million. So in 2 years we've doubled our output, which is remarkable by any measure. And over 55,000 community members receive food through our efforts every month. In combination with our expanded freezer and refrigeration space to accommodate the increase in food, this year, with the help of three donors, we purchased a 26-foot refrigerator truck. The new truck allows us to pick up greater amounts of food with each trip, and it collects around 15,000 pounds of food, mostly fresh produce from local farmers. Every month, hungry children receive weekend through food through our Pack-A-Sack program. Homebound senior citizens receive food through our Hardy Homes program, and families receive emergency groceries through We Help Services Food Pantry. That's why your help is so critical today. When you support the free clinic, you're not just providing food, you're providing hope to individuals like Sean and Helen. For just $250, you can make a lasting impact on an individual's life. You can provide a rehelp client with food for an entire year. Hungry people are everywhere. You can't necessarily tell them at a glance. They work with you and they live in your neighborhood. They're members of your church and your businesses. Now is more important than ever to get involved and make St. Pete hunger free. We want to ensure individuals in our community don't have to choose between paying their water bill or purchasing medications and then buying food. These are decisions that they never should have to make. But there is good news. You have the power to make a difference. You have the power to provide life-saving programs to our neighbors in need. At this time, I would like to ask the chairman of the St. Petersburg Free Clinic Board, Bill Van Law, to join me on the stage to help present the Hunger Hero Award to this year's winner. Bill?
Thank you, Mike, and good afternoon. It's my privilege, as Mike said, to serve as the current board chair for the St. Petersburg Free Clinic, and I'd also like to join him in welcoming you to our event here today. He also recognized our board, but I'd like to add to his comments, we've got a very active and engaged board, and I really appreciate their hard work and efforts as well. But most importantly, I want to thank you. Yeah, we really are. You heard some of the progress that Mike mentioned in his remarks, but we are making terrific progress, but it's only through our collective efforts and all of your contributions and help and support, as well as our volunteers. So thank you. With the location of today's event just a few blocks from Beach Drive and all the wonderful restaurants, thanks again, Steve, for your support, all the great restaurants, museums, condos, and hotels, it's easy to forget that we're just as close to neighborhoods where food insecurity is real, where families are making tough decisions every day regarding putting food on their table or paying the rent or paying utilities. So food insecurity is real, and it's close by. But the Free Clinic is passionate in our belief that we can end hunger. As you heard from Mike, we're making great progress, but of course we can't do it alone. And as I look around the room, I see individuals that share in our mission to ensure that everyone in St. Petersburg has access to food. I also see boxes of food as we walked in the room and realized that this food represents hope to thousands of people in our community. So this year, we held our third annual Feed the Need Challenge. Organizations and individuals competed against each other to bring in the most food during the month of September. Employees, neighbors, and students from throughout the community pulled together, barrels were filled, and food was weighed. I'd like to recognize the top three teams. Together, these teams did an amazing job. Just these three teams brought in over 2,000 pounds of food. In third place, and I'd like this group to stand, please. In third place, we have the DaVita Medical Group, bringing in 434 pounds of food. And in second place, bringing in 669 pounds of food, St. Petersburg High School. And finishing on top this year and bringing in an amazing 1,069 pounds of food, please join me in congratulating the 2019 Hunger Hero, Two Hangry Chicks. So if you all, the Two Hangry Chicks and their group, if you all could come forward and receive your award, please. Yeah, this is a truly unique award. You probably haven't seen a trophy like this anywhere else, so.
Well, let's take a moment again to acknowledge everybody who participated in that Feed the Need Challenge. Two Hangry Chicks, job well done. Thank you so much. As you continue to enjoy your lunch, we're going to do a little multitasking. We are here today. I am going to lead you through a hunger workshop. Our hope is that we can help each of you increase your awareness about what it is like for many of our neighbors in need and what leads them to need help from our food bank. So as we've already said several times, you know, each of you is here today to help make our community hunger free. We've already shared a lot of information with you, and we're going to continue to share some of those same facts and figures so that you really leave here with a better sense of what is happening in our community and how you can make a difference. So in front of you, you all have a placemat, and you also should have a profile card. There are also game pieces, little puzzle like from a board game on your table. So if you'd find one of those as well. So if you would take a moment to read the little description on your profile card. And think for a moment, just really sit with that for a moment. That is who you are going to be as I lead you through this activity. Every day, the St. Petersburg Free Clinic serves hundreds of clients that are going through challenging times. The majority of these individuals that we serve are a combination of low-income and working poor individuals and families who often fall through the cracks of existing systems and services. And every day they are faced with making tough decisions. An unexpected situation can come along, a life event that can cause a serious setback for these families that are already struggling. And for most of us in this room, that is really hard to imagine. What would it be like to not have enough money to pay for food this month? So as you look at your placemat, if you would put your little puzzle piece at the beginning spot, each of you at your table have different profiles. One of you is a senior who lives on a fixed income and takes care of her three grandchildren. Another, a single mother who works full-time to provide for her children. Another one, a college student who is working part-time, struggling to make ends meet. And also a young veteran who is going back to school. I want to stress that each of these profiles are examples of real people. These are individuals that we have served at the St. Pete Free Clinic. And they're just a few examples of the many individuals in our community who face food insecurity. In fact, 41% of Pinellas County households are struggling to afford just their basic needs. You know, the fact is that poverty does not strike all demographics equally. Poverty is far from evenly distributed across the U.S. A person's race, gender, occupation, social status, all of these factors can affect if they are more or less likely to live in poverty. So as you look at your profile, if it indicates that you are a single parent or female, move your marker 5 spaces. Now, if you're both a single parent and female, move 10 spaces. Unfortunately, women have always experienced a higher rate of poverty. Women in America are still 35% more likely than men to be poor, with single mothers facing the highest risk. This is caused by a variety of factors. Some examples might include gender wage gap, lack of affordable childcare, family caretaking responsibilities. Now, some of you have a row on your profile indicating you are in school. If you are currently in college as a full or part-time student, please move 5 spaces. This statistic was really shocking to me. A recent study indicated that 36% of students on U.S. college campuses are considered food insecure, meaning, again, they do not get enough to eat. That really was startling to me, to imagine college students who have so much that they worry about. I have a college student. He's always worrying about his class load, whether or not he should have a part-time job. Can you imagine, in addition, adding on to that, possibly not having enough food? Worrying about money for food and potentially going hungry, that can have a great impact on a young person's ability to learn in those classroom spaces and ultimately affect their ability to secure future employment. For some of you, your profile card indicates that you served in the Army for 10 years. I'm sure that we have veterans in this room. Our veterans often experience things that many of us cannot even comprehend. And unfortunately, some of our veterans return home and are faced with lots of challenges. And imagine if one of those challenges is the ability to put food on their table. If your profile indicates you are a veteran, please move 7 spaces. So you'll see as you look around your table that we're moving along on this little journey in front of us on our placemats. Another factor that contributes in terms of hunger and poverty is age. For me, this is another very startling statistic. Nearly 5 million senior citizens face hunger in our country. After a lifetime of hard work, 63% of households with older adults find themselves facing an impossible choice. Do they buy groceries or do they pay for desperately needed medical care? If your profile indicates you are above the age of 65, please move 4 spaces. Another sad reality is that children under the age of 17 are at the highest rate to experience poverty and hunger. I'm sure you've heard this statistic a couple times already today, but you've probably heard it elsewhere. In Pinellas County, 1 in 4 children are considered food insecure, unsure of where their next meal is going to come from. That's one statistic that just hurts my heart to think about that, 1 in 4 children right here in our county are considered food insecure. If your profile indicates there are children in your household, please move 3 spaces per child. So, for example, my profile indicates that there are 4 children in the household. So in that case, you would move 12 spaces. So again, as you look around your table at the other placemats in front of everyone, you'll see that we're all unfortunately moving forward for essentially reasons that have been out of our control. So some of you, your profiles indicate that you work full-time, others part-time or retired. You're either working hard to provide for yourself and your family, or you spent your life doing so, and maybe now you're receiving Social Security. So if your profile indicates that you work a part-time job, please move 5 spaces. If you are retired, please move 4 spaces. On your sheet, there should be information indicating about your monthly income and your housing status. So take a look at that information. Do you pay more than half your income to rent? If so, please move 6 spaces. As many of you know, home prices in Tampa Bay have risen steadily for years, growing at a faster rate than wages are growing. These stagnant or declining wages, combined with the rising house costs, are straining many household budgets across Pinellas County. In several areas of our county, the majority of homeowners are spending half of their total income or more on housing. Low-income families are forced to stretch their incomes to balance growing household expenses. You know, it's no secret that Pinellas County struggles with affordable housing. This is something that is often talked about in the news. There are a lot of organizations that are working hard to address this. The average rent for an apartment in St. Pete, this was surprising to me, is $1,406 a month. That's a 7.61% increase from last year. So affordable housing obviously has a great impact on your ability to manage all your household expenses and unfortunately on your ability to feed yourself and your family. Another challenge faced by many of the families that we serve is health insurance. Unfortunately, too many people in our community do not have health insurance, and so an unexpected illness can land them in urgent care or an emergency room, and that will mean a costly medical bill. So if your profile indicates you are uninsured, move 10 spaces. many of us have ongoing health concerns that require monthly costs. So perhaps for a senior, it's heart medication that is desperately needed, but that expense can be very difficult on a limited income. So if you paid more than $30 in related health costs this month, as indicated on your profile, please move 5 spaces. So now take a look at your mode of transportation. For those of you where it indicates that you do not have a car, please move 5 spaces. Mike earlier alluded in his comments to areas in St. Pete where people do not have easy access to a supermarket. And those communities are referred to as a food desert. So meaning that it's over 2 miles away for them to get to their closest supermarket chain. So imagine that if you don't have a car, trying to travel 2 miles on foot to get groceries, that is really just dramatically impacts your ability to get food. So a few of you have other various costs and things that are indicated in your profile. If you send money to other family members to help them pay for their bills, please move 3 spaces. And if you have had an unexpected increase in one of your bills this month, please move 5 spaces. So hopefully, you now see that everyone should be at the end of the path. You have experienced a variety of situations that led you to this point. Some of these things completely out of your control. Other things like the inability to afford health insurance or unexpected bills have just strained your budget. And the sad reality is that when someone is trying to make ends meet, often the first item that they sacrifice is food. Every month, thousands of our neighbors are experiencing food insecurity. So luckily, we have the St. Pete Free Clinic. So if you would turn over your placemat, you can now see that you have gone from hunger to hope. And we are welcoming you now to our We Help Services Client Choice Food Pantry. Every month, we serve individuals who had a tough month financially. Our food pantry exists to help individuals like Helen, who needs to provide food for her grandchildren, or Sean, who is going to school and working part-time. So upon arrival, we have an amazing group of volunteers who interview each client to determine their various needs and reason for the visit, and then they are guided by our volunteers through the pantry, choosing the foods best suited for them and their family. It really creates a grocery store meets personal shopper experience where clients can choose the food that they want. I've had the privilege of volunteering in our Client Choice Food Pantry, and I encourage all of you to consider this as a volunteer opportunity. As soon as the pantry opened in its new format, it was really incredibly rewarding to see how our clients responded. They are just genuinely, I think, overwhelmed by how much it is like just going to the grocery store. On average, our food pantry serves around 2,500 households with emergency groceries. Earlier, Mike indicated a much higher number. So clearly, there is such an incredible need for these services. We are open 5 days a week. We also have a Thursday evening that we're open. Many of you on your profiles, you are Roshara, a single mom who works full time. So us being open on a Thursday evening has made it possible for her to benefit from our services. So now you need to turn over your profile card And you'll notice a grocery list indicating items clients often choose between in our client choice food pantry. So now you get the experience of shopping, just like our clients do. So if you will take your game piece and place that on hygiene, and then look to the hygiene section on the grocery list. Under each heading is the number of items you can choose based on your household size. So as we go through the pantry, please keep your profile in mind. So if you're a mother with four children, you will be thinking about items that you can cook for your family. If you're a full-time student, you may be thinking about meals that are quick and easy to fix. It may be helpful to write a short description of your profile at the top of the card so you can remember who you are as you go through this shopping experience. So, beginning with hygiene, please choose the items for your household. These simple everyday bathroom essentials are often out-of-reach luxuries for people who are financially struggling. On top of that, SNAP benefits, some of us might recall that being called food stamps, they do not cover items like these toiletries. Many of you in this room have helped us with hygiene drives in the past. I can assure you that is something that is incredibly important for the pantry. Those items are in high demand and always go very quickly. So we love it when people do hygiene drives on our behalf. So if on your profile you are female or there are small children in the household, you will notice you automatically get to check off feminine hygiene items and diapers and wipes when you visit the pantry. Now we move into the non-perishable items, starches, proteins, canned fruit and vegetables. As you choose items, think about providing nutritious options for you and your household. Items like canned tuna are high in protein, peanut butter, also a great source of protein and a convenient use for sandwich making. A few cans of soup or stews can make a healthy, complete meal for families with limited resources. There is no right or wrong choice. You are simply shopping for your household. Now, after you've chosen your non-perishable items, we move into the produce section. This is really unique to our pantry. We have a large section of fresh fruits and vegetables that clients can choose from. In fact, over 40% of the food that we distribute to our clients is produce. And I really want to emphasize this point because I think for many of us, and certainly in years past, when we think of food pantries, we think of canned food that no one wants to eat. And I really want to stress that for those of you who have not had the opportunity to see our pantry, it is very different from that. This fresh fruit produce section is really one of the highlights, I think, for many of our clients. It is in this section where we often see just huge smiles as they get to realize that they can fill up a couple grocery bags full of tomatoes, apples, lettuce, collard greens, spinach, avocados. There's always so many different things for them to choose from. And again, in my experience, I have actually been with clients who have just squealed with delight because they're so happy that they get to take home some fresh fruit and produce. Next, we move into the breads and meats. Every month, Publix and other grocers donate fresh bread and frozen meat to our pantry, allowing our clients to choose ones that fit within their dietary and cultural preferences. Meat and dairy are often the most expensive items at the store, so being able to provide these items to our clients ensures that they can eat a well-balanced meal. Next, you move on to desserts and deli items. Please choose items that make sense for your profile. Lastly, we offer USDA food to qualifying individuals. The state provides our pantry with food to distribute to low-income families and individuals. Over 95% of our clients qualify for this food, which often includes items like milk, eggs, tuna, pasta, meat, apples, oranges, and vegetables. We never know what's going to be a part of that USDA food, but it's always really well received by our clients. So it's a terrific opportunity that we can provide that in addition to what they get to choose in the pantry. So by now, your cart should be full. You have chosen exactly the items that your family needs the most. And hopefully, you've had a sense of what that experience is like for our clients. What I have seen is that many of our clients are genuinely surprised by how much food they get to take with them. Keeping in mind that typically that's really only going to last them about 3 to 5 days. I think a lot of our clients do a good job of stretching that food to last longer. So our food programs are intended to restore dignity and respect and to ensure that no one in Pinellas County goes hungry. The other thing that I think is so great about the client choice model is that we have limited food waste. You know, in years past, the way a lot of food banks work, they are just given bags or boxes of food that they didn't get to choose. And then oftentimes that's food that goes uneaten. We serve an average of 55,000 community members a month. So that number, you know, we've thrown a lot of different numbers at you today, but in addition to our food pantry, our food bank distributes food to over 60 food pantries in Pinellas County. So there are food pantries throughout our area, and collectively, those food pantries serve over 55,000 members of our community. And that's why it's absolutely necessary that places like the Free Clinic exist. We would like to take a moment to share a story of one of our clients. Some of you in your profile have been Roshara, a single mom born and raised in St. Pete, raising 4 children. We're going to take a moment, if everyone would pause and look at the screen, we're going to share a video.
Roshara Childs, and I am born and raised in St. Petersburg. I absolutely love living and growing up here in St. Petersburg. I worked at Publix for 5 years, and I had my first son at 17. It was a struggle, and I had to grow up fast, making sure he never go hungry, make sure that, you know, he had shelter over his head, because it was a point in time that we did stay in the shelter. And I was still at Publix, and like having my second child, I was like, okay, I need something better. When I left Publix, I went straight into CNA, and I was about 21 years old. It's a certified nursing assistant. I go from different nursing homes, and I make sure that all of my patients are taken care of. Whatever they ask me to do, I'm there to do it for them. I have 4 kids. My oldest, he's 18, and I have a 2-year-old. Her name is Alayla. My son, that's 12, he's autistic. And it's kind of hard as well with him because he doesn't talk much. And I have to like call out a lot of things to see if he wants it. And when I say the right thing, he'll shake his head yes. So it's real tough. Things got a little more harder. At this point, I'm still a single parent. When you work, you don't get food stamps or any assistance. The bills is like, they never stop coming, you know. And I'll be going from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. I can work 2 jobs and still can't get ahead. The amount of money that I bring in a month, my bills take up that amount. So it's like I have almost zero to a few dollars left for anything. I have no money to spend on food. So I go to pantries, and I don't know when the last time I went grocery shopping. And it is so helpful. It's so helpful. And I don't know what I'll do without the help that I get. And the food that I receive here is like, It's terrific. It's like the best pantry. You get to pick out the things that you want. And that's what makes this pantry so special and different. It's like all the food is fresh. Everything is good. I don't have to throw out anything that I get here. One time I got a whole watermelon and the bread is never molded. The meat is always fresh. The salads are awesome. When I take the bags out, they're like, "Mom, you went grocery shopping?" I was like, "No, I got this from the pantry." They were like, "I want this food." I was like, "Yes." I am so thankful for the things that you guys do for everyone. It's making my life easier as a mom, you know, to be able to feed my kids because of you guys. You get so much here, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
So, Roshara did such a great job of sharing her story with us, and really, she does an incredible job of explaining, you know, exactly why we are here today. To ensure that individuals like Roshara can receive help when she needs it most, we wish that she could have been here today with us. We invited her to join us, but she has a full-time job and had to be at work. We want to thank her for sharing her story and helping give you just a better visual of what the experience is like going through our client choice pantry. So we hope that our little activity today and all the information that we've shared has helped increase your awareness about hunger in our community and to help us take action in addressing this problem. I want to invite all of you to join me in supporting this effort by making a contribution. You've heard us mention the number $250 several times. There's a little card on your table. Mike mentioned it earlier. $250, you can sponsor a family's visit to the food pantry for an entire year. $250 covers the cost of 12 visits to the food pantry. I am really proud to share that the St. Petersburg Free Clinic recently received a 4-star rating on Charity Navigator. This indicates that our organization demonstrates strong financial health and a commitment to accountability and transparency. So just on behalf of the board and the organization, I want to assure you that your donation will be used to responsibly impact the lives of people right here in our community. You can see on the table, there's a couple of ways for you to make a donation. You can text to 74121. There are also donation cards on your table. You can use those. Your table captain has that envelope. They'll collect your cards. You also are receiving a free gift today. There is a reusable cup on your table. We want you to be sure and enjoy those. We want to thank you all so much for joining us today, for being a part of our effort to make St. Pete hunger free. You know, as Bill said earlier, we are fortunate to have such a great staff, an active board, but all of the work that we do at the Free Clinic is really made possible through your generosity and your participation in events like this. We really couldn't do it without you. So we're thrilled that you've made the time to join us today. And we have actually picked a date for this event next year. It will be on September 25th, 2020. So we encourage you to mark your calendars and join us again next year. We want to thank you again for joining us. We're actually getting you out of here a little bit early. Maybe you want to stay and visit with your friends. We thank you again and hope you all have a wonderful afternoon.
You've been listening to recorded coverage of the 2019 40th Anniversary Hunger Luncheon of the St. Petersburg Free Clinic, known as Hunger Free. Recorded Friday, September 27th at the noon hour inside the St. Petersburg Coliseum. Radio St. Pete.